This is Dennis.
Okie dokie. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. I think it's my phone, though. We've had some computer issues. But I can hear you okay.
Okay. I'm ready to sign all these papers, but I don't see any paper that needs to be notarized.
You know, I'm not too familiar with these documents. Let me look at it real quick.
I look at all of them, and I don't see anything that needs to be notarized.
Titling, shipping... Sorry, it's been crazy today. Let's see here. I know there's a lot of pages there.
Podemos hablar la semana que viene porque vamos a salir. Ándale, okay, bye.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, I went through it briefly. I think it was towards the last of the pages there.
Is there one?
I thought I did see one, but I don't see why they wouldn't. We're changing everything up on us. They never tell us either. Okay, there's that one. Titling, registration, shipping, invoice. Okay, you know what? It's not the guarantee of titles. It's just so I just want to make sure on that, and then.
Okay, let's go page by page. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, from the beginning.
Actually,
vendor warranty of title. I don't have to find anything in there.
No, that'd be for the vendor, right? Let's see here. There may not be anything on here that needs to be notarized. Title addendum. So many pages. It's crazy.
Okay. I have the financial approval. Okay. In which is the total amount that you need at closing?
Right, we'll actually wire those funds, though, but let's see here. Okay, it does say notarized power of attorney.
Where?
Well, it just says it on the titling addendum on page 9. But I don't see where it actually says it needs to be notarized.
The equipment financial agreement. Well, okay, so I sign in here. Let's see. It doesn't have the form, but I can have the notary do a form.
There should be somewhere on here. All right, you know what? Let's go on page 17, I believe.
The delivery and acceptance certificate. Did equipment arrive, not delivered and accepted? That's what page 17 says.
Okay, my page 17 says power. It's just the power of attorney.
I don't have. See?
Because I had 33 pages altogether.
I know. I have 38 pages.
Yeah, that's right, because the other one was 5 pages.
Okay, so how does it read?
Actually, just one sec. Alright, so it's just the 5 power of attorney pages. It says, let's see here.
Okay, I see it. Power of
you see what I'm saying? Yeah, there should be 5 of those pages.
Oh, here it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it says by all these presents, greetings or whatever. Know all men by these presents. So yeah, the notary will just sign at the bottom or stamp at the bottom there. So those 5 pages. It looks like that's all they're asking
also
for.
Also, the limited power of attorney now.
With full power of attorney. It doesn't say it, but it looks like kind of it kind of would be, huh?
Yeah.
I think just the power of attorneys. Yeah, just sign those and then. That appears to be it.
Fine.
But once you have that done, just are you going to try to get this into the FedEx tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else that might be an error, they probably won't need the originals. But yeah, it doesn't look like they actually need the power of attorneys on those limited power of attorneys.
Fine.
Or the notaries,
power
I mean.
Power of attorney, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Another one?
My attorney, in fact, can also do all things necessary. Personally present as an attorney. Yeah, it doesn't look like there needs to be a witness on the limited power of attorneys.
No, it doesn't need to. I'm just going to sign this. So, the only thing that I'm going to sign is the power of attorney.
Right. Well, the notarize the power of attorney is correct. That's what I see here.
Okay, can we go through the documents real quick?
Sure.
Just to make sure that I'll sign everything correctly. Okay? So, the first one, dealer and vendor warranty of title. I don't have to sign anything of that, right?
The first page I have just says, your application for finance is approved.
Yeah.
But then the next page that I have is actually authorization to perform verbal verification.
Well, I got them all different, but it's okay.
I wonder why. Maybe the first 5 pages. It's probably a cover page or something.
Yes. Okay. Your application for financing is approved.
Okay.
How much money do I have to send you?
Looks like the advance payments are $4,275.42. So a total amount due at signing, and then processing fees are $1,445. So they're not charging any DMV fees. That's money received. So I'll just need to add those two up. So you're looking at it should be on this next page here.
But why do I have to pay again the $1,445 for the processing fees?
That's just the fees that it looks like Ascentium is charging. I honestly don't know. I could find out for you, but usually the processing fees are about 1% of the loan amount, 1 to 2%.
So the advance payment is for?
That should be the first month's and last month's payments.
The first and the last month, plus the processing fee. So the total amount that I have to send you is the $4,275.42 plus the $1,445.
Right.
Okay. that.
So that's
authorization to perform verbal verification. So I just put my name, title, and sign in the bottom.
Correct. Yep, okay. That'll be fine.
Okay. And then we have the loan. I have to sign here. Okay.
Yep, sign there as a debtor, and then also guarantor signatures for you and Juan.
Where? Where's my husband's signature?
About halfway down, it says guarantor signature. Says has yes, your name printed.
Yes, but he doesn't have to notarize anything, right?
I didn't see him on the notarization pages. No. Just there. It's probably that's probably one of the only places he has to sign, I bet.
That's the only place that he has to sign. And then the rest, filing addendum. I only need to sign that.
Right. Yep, just looks like you need to sign there.
Four, five.
There's going to be a five of those.
And then commencement agreement. I only sign that.
Correct. Yeah, we'll actually sign on the right-hand side.
Commercial placement. Okay. So this is fine. And then equipment condition report. Who's going to sign that?
Don't worry about that yet because I believe that actually needs to go over to the site inspector themselves. Yeah, so it looks like the evaluator or inspector actually signs okay. those.
Okay, so then
five
I
of those.
Need to, okay, and then the limited power of attorney, I just need to sign that.
Just sign those.
Sign this. And then I have the pages where it says dealer vendor warranty of title.
I'm going to double check. I'm emailing my funder right now to see if you need to have the limited power of attorneys notarized as well.
How soon can we know?
Really soon, before we have this conversation, Ari.
But we have limited power of attorney, limited power of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It doesn't appear that the limiteds need to be signed, though. Just the power of attorneys. But if I hear anything different, I'll call you back right away. But hopefully they'll get to me before we're done here. This is limited power of attorneys, limited power of attorney, limited power of attorney.
Okay. Limited power of attorney. It has... Why do I have so many? It's duplicate, I guess.
Yeah, there's two copies, one for us and one for, I believe, the DMV. Yep, the DMV, that's right.
I'm in my way to the notary right now. Okay. So if you need the power, limited power of attorney sign, come right away.
Okay, will do.
But call me. You have my cell phone number.
I do. Let me double check. I know I have it, but I just want to make sure. Here. So 831-1648.
That's correct.
Okay. I'll let you know. She's actually checking for me right now. So.
Okay.
All right, I will call you if you need to. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.